January 11th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These are evil times. Satan is able to influence people and to manipulate situations through his spirits of confusion and misguidance." You can see that in public figures who take their lead according to these spirits. You, my children, as children of light, must learn to recognize these spirits by their ill-chosen advice and direction of actions. Pray often throughout the day to discern the spirits you are following. You are not dealing directly with people, but with the spirits that are influencing people, especially in business, government, and politics. Satan is strongest in his approaches through those of great influence. This is so even in some religious leaders. If you pray often, you will be given the wisdom you need not to be misled. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.